It's a very difficult pasuk in this morning's parsha. Is the beginning of the parsha when Moshe warns against anyone who might think that they don't have to be part of the bris and they don't have to keep the Torah. Says Vizbarech Bovavoli Mor Shalom Yali Kibishurusli Bielech. A person will think he's okay in his heart and say, "I'll be okay. I'll just walk in whatever, do whatever I want." Leman Sefos Harvas Hatzmeya. In order to add the ravah, the drunk to the satiated to the thirsty. Okay, what exactly does that mean? Is not clear. Rashi is one pshat. He's a bit of a das yachid. Rashi says ravah means, usually it just means satiated. It means drunk, like not know what you're doing, shogeg. It's me'ah means not drunk, means mazed. It means what, adding the shogeg to the mazed. Not that the guy's doing in order to add shogeg to the mazed, but what will happen if he does averos, that until now he only got punished for the mazed, and didn't get punished so much for the shogeg. But Hashem's going to punish him if he does averos for mazed. Okay, Hashem's going to punish him for the shogeg and the mazed. The many Rishonim say no. It's not referring to shogeg and mazed. That's a little far from the pshat. But rava means satiated, meaning full already, not lacking. And tzmeah means thirsty, has a big taiva, lacking. And the Ramban and the Rashbam and many others say leman tzfos rava satzmeah, that rava means when you don't really have a taiva. Tzmeah means you have a big taiva. And what's going to happen in the end? This guy's going to go do a virus when he has a big taiva. And what's going to happen in the end? He's going to do a few averos because he has a big taiva. And then he's going to turn into an avarian gummer, start doing averos when you have a big taiva. Then you get used to the averos. Then you start doing more averos and more averos and more averos. And each of the mafarshim has their own pshat, that then you want to do more things because you need something different and you need something new and you need something exciting. And already the old averos are boring to you. And so once someone starts down the path of sin, their laman sfos, what is, not that their intention is laman. The Ramban brings many examples where laman doesn't mean that's the reason I'm doing it. It just means that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you start with one sin, which you really have a taiva for, and then it ends up to a whole lifestyle of sin and leading to avera, and you end up doing all the sins. However, there are some mefarshim who want to read, I think is the simplest pshat, v'sparech b'levolei mor. This is what he's thinking. He's thinking, shalom yali ki b'shirush l'bi'elech l'man tzafos avras hatzmeah. This is part of what he's thinking. What does this mean, this part of what he's thinking? So the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno, if I'm not mistaken, the Akedas Yitzchak, they each say this in a different way. The Akedas Yitzchak says it in a very nice way. He says it's part of the guy's plan for getting away with it. It's not what's going to happen. It's part of his plan. What's his plan for getting away with it? His plan for getting away with it is, after all, what's his havmina? How's he going to get away with it? Right? Hashem just said. So he's going to opt out. But he's going to opt out. He's not going to get any of the Ashkacha, any of the help from Hashem, any Siyat the Shemayim from Hashem. So no, he says something right. Rava often in Tanakh is like Kigan Raveh. It's talking about the ground being satiated with water. And Tzmeya also is often ground. It is often a land, a field. What is Sefos HaRava? Sefos means, it means adding. If you don't water your field, but the guy next to you has a field that's satiated with water, that's over water, that's overflowing with water, the water from his field flows onto your field. So says the Akedas Yitzchak, Laman Sfos Harvas Hatzmeah, and the Ibn Ezra and Sforno say similar things, but they have different ways of sticking into the psukim. Then the guy says, I'll be okay. Why will it be okay? Because I won't be from, but everyone else will be from. And they'll get so many brachas from Hashem. Hashem will bless Chal Yisrael and the zchus of everyone else. And the zchus of everyone else, I'll catch a tramp, as they say in Israel. I'll ride in their coattails. And if they do enough mitzvos, then I'll share the schar from their mitzvos, because I'm their neighbor, I'm their relative, I'm their friend. I live in the same country as them. And therefore, I'll just freeload off of their mitzvos. Like Sfos HaRatz, I don't have to water my field. They have so much water in their field that Sfos HaRatz HaTzmeyat will come onto my field. And, you know, that's a reasonable happening that people have, that, you know, people say to themselves, it's interesting, like, there's many different yetzaharas as to what gets someone to do an avera. And one of them is, you know, because, like, it's not so important whether I do mitzvos or averos. Lemaisa, there's so many people, and there's so much Torah, and there's so much mitzvos that, you know, does it really matter if I do the right thing or not? Like, Hashem really cares, me, one little guy, like, it makes any difference? Nah, everyone else is so good that it'll be fine. If all of Klal Yisrael depended on me, then I would step up. But let me say, everyone's fine. You know, me doing one thing is not really going to make a difference in the big picture. And that's exactly what the Akedah and the Ibn Ezra and the Sforno say. Hashem is warning us not to say. It's interesting, if you put this together, with Rashi, put this together with a different parish, Rashi solves a different problem later, which is that the Pesukim are all about one guy, or one family, or one tribe, who decides to not be firm, to not keep the Torah. And then in the end it says, all of Klal Yisrael will be punished and exiled from their land, and will have to do tshuva and have to have a geula. So Rashi says, how come if one fellow messed up, how does that lead to everyone being punished? Rashi says, ultimately there's arvos, ultimately there's an effect on everyone else. Starts with one guy, starts with one family, starts with one city, and then eventually it affects all of Klal Yisrael, and all of Klal Yisrael is held responsible, and all of Klal Yisrael is affected, and all of Klal Yisrael is corrupted, and it could lead to, really, the downfall and the gullus of the whole country. You put these two things together, I think you get a very, very significant musser. I think each of the three pshatim is a very significant musser in Leman Tzvos Harava. Hatzmeyah. Number one, you know, you start doing one Avera and you end up getting punished for a lot of Averas. Number two, you start Avera Goris Avera. Don't think you'll just do an Avera here and there. The more you're used to Averas, the more Averas you want to do, and it can really lead in directions you never anticipated. But I think mostly, someone could have a Yitzhahara of smallness. Everyone else is so great, I'm so small, I don't make a difference anyway, I don't have to be machped on myself, I don't have to grow, I don't have to improve, everyone else is really beseder, they're fine without me. This Torah is telling us, not only do you have no right to consider yourself small, not only do you have to realize that you're as chashuv as everyone else in Hashem's eyes, and everyone's infinitely chashuv in Hashem's eyes, but you have to realize that you're actually not small at all. Every person affects the klal. Every person's part of the klal. You can't opt out, not just because you as a yachid can't opt out. You can't opt out because everyone's part of a tzibur. Everyone's part of something. Because you as a yachid, it starts with one guy who wants to do the wrong thing, and it can end up with vayitshem Hashem yalad v'sam chasvijal bi'af v'chemo v'ketzav gadol v'ishlechem el eretz acheretz kayom hazeh, and ends up affecting the tzibur. Basically, what we're saying here is that most of the Rambam said very beautifully, right? The quote from Chazal, that a person can easily be lazy and do the wrong thing out of, not because they think they're so great, because they think they're so insignificant. And the Rambam says, not only does everyone has to view every moment as if maybe they're 50-50 in the balance, and what they do now could make a difference to their entire life, but everyone has to view as if the whole world is in the balance. And you never know. You think that everyone else has well-watered fields and your fields will be fine without it, that you'll be okay. You never know. You never know how important you are and what role you have, what hashpah you have. And the next thing that you do and the next year that you have and the direction you take in your life could affect not only you, but could affect all of Klal Yisrael, could affect all the world. And everyone has to step up and take the responsibility and realize that Hashem's whole plan for the universe and for Klal Yisrael is really could be up to us whether we do what we have to do and make the right kabbalas and keep them for the next year makes all the difference in the world.